Allahu Akbar.
It is a routine each Friday at the Masjid al-Noor Mosque in Des Moines.
Allahu Akbar.
The call to prayer draws in hundreds, and those who gather to worship represent a melting pot of nationalities.
It looks like a little United Nations.
Mohammed Khan came to Iowa in the 1970s. Today's large congregation is very different from the small group he prayed with back then.
Our community is more diversified now.
And growing. U.S. Census data shows that Iowa's foreign-born population has risen from 1.6% of the total population in 1990 to 4.8% in 2013.
I think about 95% are probably immigrants here. They're either refugees or immigrants in some other capacity.
Khan says about three-quarters of those who worship here are eligible to vote.
Monday is the caucus day. And
getting them to do so is the challenge.
But make sure that you get involved.
It's very difficult to get people to register or to even to vote because many people come from war-torn countries where they have they suffer consequences for supporting one candidate or the other, so they're very scared.
Maybe in our country it's completely different from the way that we do it in the United States.
Myra de Catalan came to the U.S. from El Salvador as an undocumented immigrant in 1992. She became a U.S. citizen 8 years ago. Iowa's February 1st caucus will be her first, thanks to opportunities she's had to learn about the process.
I took the initiative to look and read on how to caucus as well. So I'm definitely more excited about it this time than I was the last time around.
The effort to encourage more immigrants like de Catalan to vote is a door-to-door campaign for Joe Enriquez Henry with the League of United Latin American Citizens.
In Iowa, we're 6% of the population, but we're over 20% of the school-age kids, K-12. So we're growing rapidly in Iowa.
Henry's outreach is directed at the Latino community, which represents the largest share of Iowa's immigrant population.
There's 1.9 million registered voters, but only 200,000 voters participate in the caucuses. We have 50,000 registered voters within the Latino community. We want to have 10,000 to 20,000 of our voters to participate. We can play a part with that percentage.
People should not take, minorities for granted because you could lose by one vote.
Votes that could make all the difference for a candidate locked in a tight race. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Des Moines, Iowa.